Lord, we worship you. See the light of morning that you get. Such a moment of break. We could have a complaint. Everyone got out of the system already. But I'm in public budget so early in the morning. Such a beautiful feeling. The modern kindness on that face says that Eliyahu HaNavi, he went into the when it was in the show with the breaker, and the breaker asked him, how many men of Eilam Haba there are in the show? How many people in the show that you could say there were men of Eilam Haba? And in the show of Yip, it was like in the Middle Park, Flatbush, it wasn't a show going in that one. And surprisingly enough, and Yohan Nabi answered one, and then he found another two more. The question is that what's that Russia that he went into the Shuk to find the Ben Olam Haba? The Gemara over here is teaching us a very important lesson in life. The Shuk is a place where there's a lot of misgivings. You have to work very, very hard. And you know better than me what a grinding day, what a tiring day a person could have in the Shuk. Ahoy, the people that he deals with in the Shuk. The society that he deals with is a society that's not machshav Torah. It's machshav making money, enjoying life. As the shuk could be a very, very dangerous place. It could be a place that could pull you away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, from Olam Haba. When you see so many people that they pick themselves up from the shuk and they take off of their time to come to learn in the yeshiva, it's such an infinite Yekidush Hashem. It's leaving the place. Now many people, they work very hard. You want a vacation. Beis Yishaya is not the place if you want a vacation. I don't only mean because of the portable toilets that they have. The other reasons, if you want a good vacation, everyone knows, but some of you know better than me, where you would go in the world if you want a good vacation. You go to a nice convention and a nice hotel. Over here, the people who are coming, they give up. They sit in yeshiva by day, the afternoon, they're listening to shurim. It's a different kind of avira, coming back to yeshiva. Giving up of the shuk, giving up of day-to-day life, splitting ourselves from our family, to come, to sit in yeshiva and learn. The Kiddush Hashem that goes out from such a thing, the Kavod Hashem, just being a part of it, you can't imagine what a Kiddush Hashem you did to your family, you did to all of us. Everyone involved in it. And that's the special avir of the Mir Yaki Kala. That everyone involved feels there's a special avir, there's something in the air, we call it Kiddush Hashem, that just pulls everyone in. You feel you're part of something special. And where did you come to do it? In Eretz Yisrael, in yeshiva. A makom kaddish. You came to a place that's kaddish. Eretz Yisrael is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As you took off of yourself, you took off of your time, instead of taking off. The Kiddush Hashem is nifla v'noyo. Aleph. Beis. There's another nekuda. People say, okay, Saikal, I made a Kiddush Hashem. You should take a look at the biggest chus in the world, Shari Chuva, this, Kefiris Chusin, is Kiddush Hashem. Being a part of a Kiddush Hashem is the biggest chus you could have. Because that's the tachlis of a person. Okay, so I did a Kiddush Hashem for a second. There's a Gemara in Erevin, Yugimel Amid Beis. Rebbe says, Chazisa v'remeya me'achoyvai. U'mishun zeh, I became Rebbeinu HaKadosh. Dainu, what was the secret behind Rebbe's success? Why did he stipe and box? Because he saw Remeya me'achoyvai. Chazal bring down, he went to a bris, and by mistake, Remeya's talis went down, he always covered himself, he was sanua. By mistake, it went down, and he saw his neck. He says, the ilu ra'isiyas panav, if I would have seen the panav of Remeya, can you imagine how I would have shied? As the Eilam comes, and as Hashem, you can hear shiurim, להמשך ביואים, beautiful תלמידי חכמים, who've given their lives, they've dedicated it for Torah, dedicated for helping Klal Yisrael, just looking at them. So a person says, I saw him for a second, you know, I see him in the pictures too. You know, nowadays you get all the pictures in all the magazines. Chazisa L'Ramei is not the picture. I saw the person. I saw the person giving a shiur. From that itself, it could change you for life. It could make an impact. It could be meraving a person. Rabbi Ober used to say, yeshivas are like Har Sinai. He brought the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chof Beis, that the Gemara in Brachos says that just like Limud HaTorah is Be'ema V'Yira, Har Sinai was Be'ema V'Yira, Limud HaTorah is Be'ema V'Yira. And Rabbi Ober said it's Miskayim in the yeshivas. Just like they went to Har Sinai, it was Paskazu Masa. They were established. We became special. Everyone who's here is keep washing off so much of what goes on, so much of what we're exposed to in society. He has a chance to be miskaddish and misroyim himself and reach such heights, not only to affect him in these 4 days, but it should affect him for life. So many people said they came back after Yavne Kala and they dedicated more time to learning, more time to their family, more time to important things in life that mean to them. Because it was a way of detaching for a minute and reattaching to who we really are and what kindness we really have in Rukhni. Because it's a beautiful opportunity. But many people saw Rebbe, saw Rebbe Meir. Not everyone became Rebbe. It depends how you look. If you're noticing the suit that he's wearing, if you're noticing the shoes, doesn't work. If you look at him, I want to reap in the Kedusha. I want to take in these 4 days. I want to pull in everything I can. I want to go back with my suitcase full. And most important of all, my heart full. What you can take back will have an impact on the rest of your life. It's hopefully this follow in the psicha of the limud. That the limud should be the father and the room and everyone here. We should fill ourselves up, lift ourselves up to special Kedusha. We mitzvah to this beautiful Kiddush Hashem, which is automatic, but we'll try to make the most out of it. We misroim in every one of you. And should be our mere tzeila to be a chilek of the beautiful Kiddush Hashem. In a roi, we're learning in Yonah Kedusha in this Kiddush Hashem. In the Yanim of Kedushin, I will give a little bit of a psikha to the Yanim. In Kedushin, it's different than other Kinyanim. In Kedushin, you have a Ramsa on Heyamid Beis that says, how do you make Kedushin? As the Mishnah Beis on the Aleph says, Keser Shtar Ufiya. You do a Maisa, which is the same as every Maisa Kinyan. Just the difference is how you do the Maisa Kinyan. Depends what you're kind of, what Maisa Kinyan you do. In Heyamid Beis, the Gemara, the Brahma introduces us that by Kedushin, in order to make a Chalos Kedushin, you need an extra step. You need an Avira, Kesa, Nozalot Kesef, Va'omah Allah, Adreyat Uhudesh Esmi. Stated in the Brahma, in order to make a Chalos Kedushin, you need an Avira. That's the first Brahma on Hamid Beis. On Kobo and Aleph, the Gemara brings a Mishnah in Mises, which is more clear. The Mishnah over there says, one man the Yama says, if someone gives Kedushin and he doesn't say anything, it's Eino Mekudeshes. The other man the Yama says, if you were oisking, you were handling with her, you should get married. And then you gave the Keseh as it's Mekudeshes. Zav the Gemara, the Duyik in the Mishkah, if you didn't say anything at all, and you walked over and you gave her the Kedushin, you're Eina Mekudeshes. Only if either you said Lehenya Harea Mekudeshes, according to one Mandi Yama, and the other Mandi Yama says, you were Medabri Yimal Niske Kita Vidusha, you discussed it, you spoke out before what you're planning on doing, as the Kedushin is Chal. But if there's no Amira, as then the Kedushin is not Chal. Both Gemaras are Mavur. In order for Kedushin to be Chal, you need an Amir. The question is, what do you need an Amira? What is the Amira accomplishing? As Reb Nochum in Ishir Klali said very beautifully that there are two ways of understanding, which these two ways of understanding would be the key to the first, Bezat Hashem, the next couple of days that the Rebbe will be learning. Based a lot of the Gemara will be back and forth. If you learn this way, or if you learn the other way. This is the Yisraelis, the Talmud days. As Reb Nochum brought the Ran on Daf Tes. The Ran on Daf Tes says, is a Ramban, he brings a Ramban. That the Ramban says, when you're Makadish, the daughter of someone, one way of doing Kedushin is by giving Kedushin to the father. When the girl is younger, you can give Kedushin to the father. As the Ramban says, that you could say, you don't have to say, talk to the father, and say, Bitko Mekudeshesli. You could say to the Isha also, I'm a Kaddish, you. Hagam, you're giving money to the father. But you could say, Bitko Mekudeshesli. You could say, Harei Am Mekudeshesli. And he brings a Raya, because in Kedushay Shtar, you could write, Harei Am, you think, he brings a Raya from Shtar up. Zogderan, you could be Mechalik between Shtar and Kesef. Why? Loshon Hara. Because by Shtar, the Divrei Hashtar makes the Chalos Kedushin. As being that the Divrei Hashtar makes the Chalos Kedushin, you have to say specifically what you're doing. Masha'engen by Kesef, the Kesef is the Makadish. The Dibul is the Hefer Timzin to know what you're doing. It's just a way of explaining what's going on. Loshon Hara, Hadibul Kidei Legalos. By Shtar, the words of the Shtar create the Chalos Kedusha. That's the Maisek Inyan. But by Kesef, the Nesinas HaKesef creates the Chalos Kedusha. The words are just to explain what's going on. The Goddess Masha Oysef. Thus is the Mahalach of the Ran. And that's the Mahalach, the simple Mahalach, the most Mekubalim Mahalach. Rebbe Ovad, the Rebbe of the Nochum, in Simen Aleph, Rebbe Ovad says a big chiddush that Kedushin is different than Metoch and Mankai. By Kedushin, it's not enough to do a Maisa to create the Chalois, you need a Dibur to create the Chalois also. That's the big insight of Rebbe Ovad. We'll see in the Hemshech how Rebbe Ovad proves it. Of Reb Nachum, Kedarko B'Kodesh, brought many, many Rishonim, which you see like this Yisrael of Rebbe Ovad, and he will enhance the words of his Rebbe. As we're going to go step by step to see the Rishonim that are the Rayas that Reb Nachum brought to Rebbe Ovad. That the Dibur of Kedushin creates the Chalos Kedushin. It's not just the Maisel, but it's the Dibur. Number one, he brought a Tosis Rib on that Vavam and Aleph. The Tosis Rib says that if you give a lady Kesef, and when going to say Harei HaMekudeshes Li, you said Harei Zu LeKedushayah. This Kesef, I'm giving it for you for Kedushin. You didn't speak out your Makadisher. You said, I'm giving you this money for Kedushin. As the language is pretty self-explanatory. People understand what you're doing. Zuck the Tosis Rib, it doesn't work. As the Re'az, the Nechet of the Piskei Hamid, he was the grandson of the Piskei Hamid. Later on, he's born in the Shulta Gibbon in Mamdaf Tes, the Russian of the Re'az. That's how we have it printed in the pamphlet. It's brought down the Lashon of the Riyaz. He explains what's pshat in his grandfather, Piskei Hamid. He says that when you give a shtar and you say Harezu L'Kedushayich, it vaday works, shtar kedusha. But by Kesef not. Why? Because by shtar, the shtar is Makadish. The Dibur is just you're saying what you're giving the shtar. But by Kesef Kedushin, Adibur Hu Shemekadshav. But you have to say specifically in your words, I'm being Makadish you. Telling her that we're doing something and you see I want Kedushin is not enough. You have to say Harei Am Mekudeshes. the Re'az is the exact opposite of the Rav. The Re'az is saying very clearly that by Kesef Kedushin you need a strong language, because Adiva Hu Shevakacha. The Diva is what creates the Kabbalah Kedushin. As you have to say, Harei At Mekudeshes. And the Riyaz says very similar. If you go to your father, if you go to the person walks over to his father-in-law, and he says, Harei at Chomi, and he gives him money. He says, you're my father-in-law. Instead of saying that the daughter is Mekudesh is to me, he walks over and gives him money, Harei at Chomi, you're my father-in-law. As there's some of our shim that say it works. Everyone knows what he means. He obviously means I'm a Kaddish daughter. He has to give her the kesef anyway. So he walked up and he said, Harei at Chomi, you're my father-in-law. Some son-in-laws are very excited that this is their father-in-law. Harei at Chomi. That's what he says. Zok the Re'az on Daf Hey, this does not work. Everyone knows what you mean. You mean you're Makadish's daughter? Zakhtari Oz, your words have to say Kedushin. You have to say you mean Makadish's daughter. Kiyitatish Isha. Your words have to be Kichas Kedushin. It's not enough. We understand from your words what you want to do. You have to say what you're doing. You have to say clearly I'm being Makadish and Isha. It's Aydapan. You see, Dibre Kedushin has to be very clear. It's not enough you understand. It's not enough we know you're doing Kedushin like the Rav. They have to spell out what's going on. They have to say the Chalos. That was Raya number one. That was Nahum Bloch. Raya number two. He brought a Rajva in the Dori of Tesla Day's Daflamid. The Rajva handles, we know by Maisa Kinyanin is a sort of Kosa. If you do a Chazaka, a Kinyan of Chazaka, and you say it should be Chal in 30 days, it doesn't work. Maisa Kinyanin has to be Chal Miyad, because there's a problem of Kosa, the Kinyan's finished. Chlel de Rajbo, if by Amiro, if you say Harezu Lehegdish, but you want to be Maktish in 30 days, Harezu Lehstaka, you want to give him the double stock in 30 days. Is there a sort of koso? I have to say, this is stuck in now. This is hekdish now. I can't say in 30 days. Just like a maisa kinyan is a sort of koso, and a mirub is a sort of koso kinyan. It's felt in the maisa kinyan. Zok the Rajba, I see from Kedushin that there's no sort in Amira's hekdish. Why? Because you can make a Kedushin la'acha lamed. And in Kedushin, you need an Amirub. Amir is a chelik of the Maisa Kinyan. And I feel like you could do a Kedushin, Lach HaLamed. As you see, there's no sort of kosa. Frek Rav Nachum, what are you bringing from the Amir of Kedushin? In Kedushin, the Kinyan is Kesef. By Kesef, there's no sort of kosa. What's he bringing? State in the Rajva, the Amira is a chelik of the Asiyas Kedushin. The Amira shas the Chalos Kedushin. That's Fred the Rajva. How could you make a Kedushin? La'av alamid. It should be a sort of kosa. Raya number three is Nahum brought a Ritva. A Ritva on government, Alatomic base in Kedushin. The Ritva says that the Gemara is learning out Shlichus. As the Gemara says, let's learn out Shlichus of Kedushin from Truma. So the Gemara, Shani Truma, it's Chal B'Machshava. Frek the Ritva, Kedushin is also Chal B'Machshava. Because you don't need a Diva, because Dabri Yimah helps. That's Frek the Ritva. Mitzorach Iyo. In Kedushin, you don't need an Amir of a Klal. It's just a way of knowing what you're doing. But the Chalos is Al Yedei the Maisa. What are you comparing it to Truma, where there's a Chiddush that Machshava shafts the Chalos? As you're Nachum Bor Araya, you see the Ritva learns the Dibur shafts the Chalos. He wants to ask, by Kedushin there's a Chiddush, that normally you should need Dibur, and sometimes Machshava helps. It's going back to tshuva. As that was the sheer value of Nachum. And afterwards, I heard from the Inukal Rabbon Be'er. Rabbon Be'er said, if you learn the ritual and kedushin well, you see the chiddush that I said in Birchas Shmuel Siman Aleph. Because he had one Talmud of Nachum that learned the ritual well at kedushin. We found it. I'm not allowed from the base. Okay. As we have three strong rayas, but leaving the rayas on the side for a second. Let's just handle the Ikka Shaila, and this is what we want to go into together with the Ayla. Understand, Havana. On one hand, the Ran says that Mina is to be in the balance, that you should know what you're doing. It should be clear what you're doing. And the other Rishayim say that Mira is creating the Chalois. Mice is not enough to create a Chalois, you need an Amira to create a Chalois. It's sort of weird. Why is Kedushin different than all other Kinyanim? In all other Kinyanim, you don't need a Dibur to Shaf the Chalois. The Maisa Shafs the Chalois. But why is Kedushin different? Why is Kedushin have this extra special aspect that the Amira is a Chalik of the Asiyas Kedushin? What's the Hezber of it? As Rebbe Be'er coins it with his magical words of Kedushin that he uses over and over again in the Sukkis, that a Chalois Kedushin is different than a Kinyan. When you coin a wife, it's not like you coin a car. It's not like you coin a house. It's a different kind of a Kinyan. It's a different kind of a Chalois. Regular Kinyanim, you coin something, it's ownership in Chosha Mishpah. Kedushin is shafing a chalois ishus. It's a much bigger kinyan. It's osrin ra'ah kuli alma. It's creating shibudim from the ish to the isha. As normal kinyanim, the way it works is with a ma'isa kinyan. But a shaf a chalois ishus, you need an extra step. You need an amir. That's the first step of the Rebbe Be'er. Then, for the Amkonim, he takes it a step further. He says, and what is an Amira? What does an Amira do? He says, an Amira is a Gilui Das. It's Megale what he wants to do, and he makes it Goli for everyone. Everyone knows what you're doing. When you give it quietly, I'm not sure what he's doing. Because he's giving her a Matana. Could be their chosen and kalah, and nowadays they give a lot of matanos. Who says he's giving? You give the Harrison ring now before you even get engaged. Who says he's marrying her? As what do you need an Amira for? The words of Rebbe Be'er is, you need a gilui das. It has to be clear to the world. It has to be misgalah to the world what you're doing. That's what an Amira is. Moshe Rebbe Be'er, a gilui das. If the Eilu gives Rishus, you could say a tif apatayich in Rebbe Be'er, that Chalais Kedushin is not just the Chalais which is Mergeya for you. It's not like you're buying something. The Ikur is, you're answering the Isha of Kuli Alma. As the Ikur Chalais is Klapi everyone. As Mela over here, the Kinyan needs a Gilui Das. It needs a Gilui Das to the Edim, because you need Edim for the Chalais. And it needs a Gilui Das to the world because it's asking La Kuli Alma. Mekach Momemkar is a personal transaction for you. Kedushin, the main chalois is she's Asra Kuli Alma and she's Miyuchah to you. As it's a different kind of a Kinyan, as it needs a Gilui Das. Okay. As those are the two ways and the main facets of the Sugya is Kedushin just the Hechatim said to know what's going on? Amira, or is it making the chalais? In order to create the chalais, you need Dibur, and you need Amira. And there's the famous story. Rebbe Be'er says you have to be mechadim to be mechadish to Isha yidei Amira. As Yeshiva Bacha walked over to his Rosh Yeshiva, when I'm mechadish in Isha tonight on the Yom of this Kippur, should I think like Rebbe Be'er that I'm mechadish her by Amira, or no? He's a long time. Take your Rebbe Be'er out of sight. I have to think. I'm a kaddish with Kesef and Amira with your Rebbe Be'er. Oh. As the Rosh Hashiva told him, you do exactly the same thing everyone in Klal Yisrael did for years.
Ben Taka says it. You have to mamish be mechaven to be mekadesh with the maisa and the music. That's what the Rav Ben took it so far. It's a chilek of
okay.
Thus is the nekuda. Now let's come to our sugya and we'll handle it, work it into the sugya, and help us to get into the sugya, start of the sugya. As until now we went, you need a purification. And that's the way Rav Rishon learned. There is one Achron, Rishon of Rishon, that learns differently, but this Achron is a very key Achron. He's a Ramon. That makes a very big difference. The Ramon talks about it here, in Sinan Chafzai. There was a boy that was Makadish and Isha, and he forgot to say Hareya Makudeshes. He gave her the ring without saying Hareya Makudeshes. And I've been in Kiddushins for Bahrain. Unfortunately, this happens. They get nervous, and they forget to say, I ran Mukudashasli. And they give the ring. She Mukudashas. Zakhtar Allah. Everyone knows what's going on. As it's Mukudashas. Paskins Ramah, it's Mukudashas. He does not have to take the ring off her finger and put it back on. It works. Shrines, the Chelkis Mechleke, the Beishmur, the Goyim, Arikdusha Nizamira, who cares if you know? And Zokt, the Chelkis Mechleke, what's the big Raya Kedusha Nizamira? The Sugya, the Haimam is going to learn now. Nasin who? Ma'amra he. He gave her, and she said, she's one of those ladies, she tells her what to do. She said, we're getting married now. This is Kedusha. As the Gemara says, it's Ema Mekudeshes. Freshtechelkes Machaikig. They know exactly what's going on. She was very clear. She told him, we're getting married. She was very clear to him. He knows what's going on. And Afilu Lachi, the Gemara has it said, it doesn't work. How could the Rambam say that you don't need an Amira if you give it b'shtika because they know it works? Hare Amra Li doesn't help. As what's pshat? As that was just one more page from Reb Nachum to wrap it up. As Reb Nachum said like this. Is a big machlekes what the chesaron of nasan hu va'amra he is in our sugya. The Rashba and the Tosfos Rush use the words. The reason why there's a chesaron of nasan hu va'amra he is because kedushin has two parts for it, maisa and amira, and the man has to do everything. Kiyikach tells us the man has to do everything that is the maisa kedushin. Beautiful. The Rashba l'shitasa in the Darim. The Rush learns, like the Rebbe revolves them. Kedushin is Nesina, the Meister, Amira. As Kiyikach tells you, you have to do everything. In fact, it's so good. As what's the other side that nothing will come up to me is Mubudashes? Zok the Rush, because Nesina is the Iker. Amira is a smaller part. As even though you need both, but the Nisin is the Ikr, as that's the tzad that it works. Because he did the Ikr, a little bit he left over her. It's okay. As they learned that Amira is the Ikr to the Chalais Kedushin. If the Amira makes the Chalais Kedushin, as what's the son of Nosin Huva Amra he? She's making Kedushin. It's Kinika. The man has to do the kikla, he has to do the kedushin. The valdin. Aye. But what is the Ramah learn? As the Rav Nachum, but the kash is not only on the Ramah. The kash is on the Ran. The Ran also said that Amir is to be a Dallas, that you should know what's going on. As according to the Ran, why doesn't Amr he help? As the Rav Nachum, if you look at the Gilyan Hashatz on the side of the Gemara, I'm sorry, I didn't black it into the oil of the conscious. You can look at it. As he says, Ayin Ran Yadarim, Daf Lamed. What does he want from the Ran? He's coming to answer this question. The Ran l'shitasai answers the question. Why? The Ran in the Dharma Daf Lamed says, what's the chsarin of Nasin Huva Amrahi? The chsarin is, because when the Isha says, I'm a Kaddish to you, she's doing a different Chalos Kedushin. The job of a lady in Kedushin is Loshan Haran, she has to be Mafikeres Asma. She has to let the Baal take her in. If she's putting herself into the Baal's Rishos, she's doing a Kedushin that doesn't work. As the Amira is uptouching the Chalos, what kind of a Chalos she's doing? It's not a Sarim inside the Amira, she said something wrong. When she's saying, Hareini Mekudeshes Lecha, what she's saying? She's telling him, I'm marrying you. He's supposed to go over to say, I'm taking you as a wife. And she's walking over to him and say, that's not what's going on. You're my husband. I'm taking you as a husband. She's changing what's going on in the Ikach HaLo institution. She's saying, Hareini Isha. And Isha can't do that. And Isha can't walk in and take a husband, make a chalois that she's creating a chalois that she's pulling the husband to her. There's no such chalois in Kedushin. The chalois Kedushin has to be, he's pulling her to him, not she's pulling him to her. As Lefizeh, how does the Ram learn the Gemara? The chsarin's not in Ramira. The chsarin is, because she's saying it, she's doing it differently. She's creating a different asiyah, a different chalois. Zakir Nahum, that's how the Ramah will learn. Ramah is based on Mordechai. That's how they'll learn the Gemara. That the chsarin of Nasin Hu Va'amrahi is a chsarin in the chalois. Lefizeh Achidish Medina. What would be if the Isha would not say Hareini Isha? She would say, what I want to happen here is that you have a Kaddish me. She's good with words. She explains everything very clearly. The chalois we're doing here is not a chalois that I'm taking you. The chalois we're doing here is that the regular Kedushin, you're taking me. I'm just explaining to you what's going on. But Lamaisa, what's going on is the regular chalois. L'chayra, l'fizeh, it should work. Loi shama. L'fizeh, it should work. Okay. L'chayra, it's a big, big test. Pashas, the Gemara's mashma, every Amrehi doesn't work. Okay. Thus is the setup, the Shir Kali of Rav Nachum, which is a way of getting into the sugya. There's two ways of understanding Amira. We'll leave off with the Amishan. This is not the Shir Kali of the Nachum. This is something for the Eilam to think about. The Ramah paskins that if you say Hareyat Hami, it doesn't work. How could that be? Everyone knows you mean Kedushin. If the Ramah holds you don't need a mirror, as why doesn't Hareyat Hami work? And to say when you're saying Hareyat Hami, you're doing a different chalois. I'm not marrying my Shia. Don't mean. Don't even think about it. Yeah. If there are moments you don't need a mirror, how could he say Hareyat Hami doesn't work? Why didn't he pass them like to show you that this works? Because that's a little bit of a stira in the Ramah. Be'ezus Hashem, the first day, the Moshe Aaron Mamish Nivlebi Simcha Bishmak Mamish Kedai to go and he'll handle these Nikudis. Tomorrow Asher will learn the Ram differently. Because today we learn the Ram like Nahum. First day in the day we learn like Nahum. And the Ezes Hashem tomorrow Asher is going to come with a whole new shot of the Ram. Okay, no tainus. Tipping you on your rush, the two ways of learning. We started off, we learned the way of the Nachum learned. Tomorrow the Rasha will come up. Nachum Mahalach, Nachum Mahdura. As don't take you for granted, this is Shana Dharam. The main thing I want to tell the Olam is think about it. Think about the questions, kach on it, work on it. Not everything we're saying is final yet. We just start.
We're just start to get us into the onion.
Think about it.